For those of you outside China who don't already know it, one of the big Chinese festivals, Qingming, or the Day of Tomb Sweeping, is about to take place. This is when traditionally family members honour their ancestors by sweeping their gravesites, offering up food and drink, and sometimes weeping. Now there is a new take on an ancient custom. Some enterprising businesses are offering those relatives too distant or too busy to get to their ancestors' tombs the possibility of paying someone else to do it. Tim Franks has been talking to a Chinese writer based in London.
Actually, this festival is quite a big festival and also has almost 2,500 years history. As a Chinese brought up in China, educated in China, I admire my country culture. So these events, actually, in Chinese we call the Qingming. So that means you take your whole family to the tomb to have a conversation, you report your daily life to your elder generations.
The Eurovision Song Contest is celebrating its 60th birthday today in London, featuring contestants old and new. And while we can't take you to the event, it's sold out, we thought we'd bring you a selection of some of our favourite performances over the years.
You are not old enough to have seen every single Eurovision contest there's been, but you've seen a fair few, haven't you? Which have been the standout memories for you?
You know, when I like Eurovision best is when it gets most nakedly political. And I think my favourite moment from Eurovision was last year in Denmark, when the audience was wholeheartedly booing the Russian entry because of anger at Russian anti-gay laws and at the conflict in Ukraine. It is political. It is a political contest, and the political things count. And I have fantastic memories of Annie Lorak for Ukraine singing Shady Lady in 2008.
Have things changed? Often people have parties, don't they, around the Eurovision Song Contest. But now we've got social media and everyone can join in with comments throughout the performance. Has that made it more fun, and has it changed the crazy voting patterns at all?
No, the voting patterns are crazy, but of course every country gets an equal vote, and there have been always those accusations of neighbouring countries voting for each other. These things change. You know, Ukraine and Russia always used to vote for each other reliably. That pattern was broken last year. You have to be the most popular song, otherwise, you know, how would Germany have won the thing? How would Finland have won? How would Britain have won?